Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and I am joined today by... Well, right now she is an antiques dealer, a dealer in antiquities, sort of like Indiana Jones. But by night, she puts on her barrister outfit and becomes Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I know you've been busy. Tell me what you've been doing.
I've been super busy. I have been submitting my final piece of paper on our Rule 11 petition to the United States Supreme Court. It is scheduled for case conference Friday, April 21. We should have results Monday morning, April 24 at 9:30 a.m. The case is Gazzola versus Hochul, and the state of New York is trying to put all dealers of firearms out of business. How's that for a provocative synopsis?
That's a provocative one.
Shall I start translating for our listening audience?
Well, I was hoping you were. I was about to say, it sounds really provocative.
Yep.
I'd really love to understand the unpacking of this.
So the unpacking of this began June 2022. When New York State Governor Kathy Hochul had what I would describe in plain English as a hissy fit over the leaked Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health decision, which overturned Roe versus Wade, and Meister versus Bruin. And she jammed through the New York State legislature, where the Dems have a supermajority, a 10-bill package that included the Concealed Carry Improvements Act, which many people have been hearing about. That's the new law every town and Giffords are pushing, and it's cropping up all over the country like chickenpox. So you've heard about those infringements to your individual concealed carry rights. We are the biggest case nobody has heard of. Gazzola versus Hochul goes after primarily New York General Business Section 875, which targets dealers and firearms to put them out of business. There is this huge number of new mandatory compliance measures, such as no one under 18 is permitted to come into the shop unless they're accompanied by a parent or a legal guardian. Recording devices at specific places inside and outside the dealer that has to be run 24 hours a day, that has to be stored for 2 years, and that's supposed to be operated by a third-party security company, which, in the state of New York, a licensed security company can include people with criminal records. Most FFLs that I know are not in compliance with the vast majority. My clients are 8 FFL small dealers, 4 of whom have more than 50 years of experience.
Right.
Lead plaintiff Nadine Gazzola out of Zero Tolerance Manufacturing in Ghent, New York. And they said, hey, wait a minute. Not only is this crazy in terms of mandatory compliance, several of these provisions are actually illegal under federal law. So among the things that the New York State Police wants is for dealers to turn over copies of their book of acquisition and disposition so that the New York State Police can create the first ever in the history of this country gun owners registry. were the biggest case you haven't heard of.
Right, but I mean, hasn't New York already tried registry nonsense?
Not this way, no.
Okay.
There is no precedent case of any state or even the federal government attempting to take whole cloth the federal compliance records of dealers.
Right.
So basically, when you do that 4473 at the dealer and they run their background check, the ATF just gets a couple selected fields off that form. And if you pass, they have to destroy the record of that transaction within 24 hours.
Right.
Even when a dealer closes and turns records over to the ATF is not permitted to assemble a registry from those records.
Right.
If the United States Attorney General wants some of those records, they have to go get a criminal warrant signed by a federal judge. All of this is laid out at federal law, which has developed since 1968, since the Gun Control Act.
Gun Control Act of 1968, that's right.
Yes, and then the Brady Act converted it into electronic format that went live in 1998. So for more than 50 years without courts, without even the United States Supreme Court, federally licensed dealers have operated protecting your constitutional rights. This is actually the first time that someone has made such a bold move as to try to take those records to compile a gun owner's registry. It's like a violation of the covenant of trust between government and the people since this country was founded.
Right. So I got a question. I got a question on this. Now, wasn't there a case in Chicago when Chicago was out there saying, we require that you have training and that you do this and you do that, but we're not allowing anybody to, you know, no training facilities, no ranges, no gun stores in Chicago municipalities. That means you have to go out of the city. And wasn't there some sort of a case where they got out there and said, well, you have to allow the commerce to occur to you as part of the Second Amendment?
Yes. So in Chicago, there was a discussion whether zoning could actually edge commerce outside of a particular jurisdiction, and that was found to be a not. We are hinging our case outside of real estate provisions and outside of commercial transaction provisions.
Right.
We are saying that your right to go to the dealer hinges on the word to keep from the phrase to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment. Interestingly enough, apparently that word has never been used before either.
Right.
So I'm like this little anomaly of a person who has gone along the last 15 or so years practicing federal firearms compliance law and assumed that the word to keep would simply stand for the fact that in 2013, you don't forge your own barrel. You use your credit card.
Right.
You go to the dealer, you purchase the firearm.
Right.
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 So we have to be there. The word to bear has sucked all the oxygen out of the room, has so many decisions. Heller, McDonald, Nisserpa versus Bruin, many lower court decisions and so forth. Nobody has raised the word to keep.
Right.
So we're hoping that on Friday, April 21st, when the United States Supreme Court justices go into their Friday case conference, and we're on that agenda list, that at least four judges say, yeah, come on in, Paloma. We'd like to talk about the word to keep. We need to draw a proper boundary around the dealer for its existence, around the dealer record to keep government away.
Hang on 1 second for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Paloma Cavanna is an attorney at law. She started out as a gun rights lawyer in New York State, of all places. Definitely not for the faint of heart. She has been fighting and waging the fight. She moved to North Carolina to Beaufort to open an antique store and enjoy some freedom in her later years and everything. And still, she's drawn to the fight like a moth to the flame. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. And one thing I want to point out, Paloma, you moved to North Carolina. Did you intend to continue to do legal work when you bought your antique store?
Yes, my New York State license to practice, my federal licenses through Western District of New York. Now I've added Northern District of New York, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, the United States Supreme Court. Yes. At the point in your life that you have all of that plus 30 years of practice experience, you simply reach a point where you say, if the right case comes along. And it's true. It's true. It's like you've pegged me. You know, confession, when it's a great fight, I go running.
Right.
I know. There's something wrong with me completely. I even write a white paper, Hochul's War, The Fuse is Lit.
Right.
You can find that on my website, 2ampatriot.com. Grab a copy, help support the expenses of this litigation. The Constitution has to be defended. I have enjoyed freedom, and I will tell you, going back and forth between North Carolina and the state of New York, that compare contrast makes me work even harder for the people in New York, because the government is so far off base. Hochul's administration, every town and differs in what they are trying to push as an agenda and get through these different legislatures, is extremist legislation designed to trigger lawsuits, because now what they're trying to do, of course, is to overturn Nexerber versus Bruin. They view that as the antithesis of Roe versus Wade. And so they feel like, you know, there's a balance somehow between abortion and gun rights that has to be reset.
Right.
And they simply can't leave the Second Amendment alone. So, you know, I have nemesis on the other side, lawyers who the governor of the state of New York names as joining at the hip with her. We have an attorney from the New York State Attorney General's office who has now crossed over to work full time at Everytown. So there really is the modern melee. The Second Amendment is now fully activated and fully at risk at the same time that it is actually maturing as a legal matter. We are blessed to have a 6-3, hopefully, court majority right at the time I need them. So like I said, the prayers are that on April 21st, and we will never know who voted how. It's one of the greatest secrets of the United States Supreme Court are their case conferences. You never do know. So I'm hoping it's Thomas, Alito. Let's hope that those are two for sure votes. I think Amy Coney Barrett gets interested in our case because it's technical, because there is a blank page. I actually think the fourth justice could be Breyer. I know, crazy to say, but with the Dems pushing him to try to get him to retire, and with his position against, he might actually want my case to try to take up the debate.
I thought Breyer had been replaced by Brown. Or Jackson, or whatever.
No, Stevens.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's three, right? There's three. There's Kagan, Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, I thought.
And I am just pulling the current list in case there's something completely wrong in my thought process here. What did I just say? Ketanji Brown, Amy Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Kagan, Sotomayor. You are completely correct. I apologize for that error.
I kind of think Sotomayor is very much about, hey, Supreme Court, we can't, when you get a decision from us, I mean, that's where it goes, pal, okay? So
when we submitted our emergency motion round about the first of the year to the Supreme Court, because it's coming through the Second Circuit, it went to Judge Sotomayor. And so I wrote my papers very much to her, hoping it would appeal to her that I know her decision.
Right.
As well as I do, including concurring and dissenting opinions. And that's actually where one of the quotes I pulled from Breyer came from, was a dissent that they were joined on. She turned it over to the full court, and they said no at that time. What that meant procedurally was that I had to proceed with a full briefing to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which I did, go to oral arguments at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals on March 20, which I did, and which are online if anyone wishes to listen to them. And then finally, we had a chance to complete the Rule 11 briefing to the Second Circuit. How that got splayed open was because the state of New York took over my protest two extensions on their opposition brief to the Rule 11 to SCOTUS, which they finally turned in March 29, allowing me to reply on April 4th, and hence we got scheduled for the April 21st conference. So it's really been one of the most interesting procedural journeys of my life, because I am in two courts simultaneously awaiting decisions that shouldn't happen. Never in 30 years have I seen it, have I experienced it, but it happens to be the way it laid out. It's as if, because the district court would not give me a stay, Second Circuit wouldn't give me a stay, SCOTUS wouldn't give me an administrative stay to the lower court. It's as if every court thinks I'm this unicorn that they all want to see. You know, they all want me to run the paces in front of them and turn in these hugely long papers. I've turned in more than 100,000 words in 5 months.
Wow.
But nobody really wants to examine my issues yet. What do you think is about to happen with an issue like this? Do you think the Supreme Court's still hot? Do you think they're backing off? What do you think, Bill?
I think that they have. I'm gonna try to set up the answer, okay? Because we're about to go to break. So I think that with Thomas's decision, with his opinion that he wrote, I think that there was no ambiguity about it. And they have, like with the Second Circuit, with something else, I don't remember what it was, but they sent it back to them for them to have a chance to reconsider it before they overturned it.
Yes. That's the Antoniuk case.
Yeah.
Stephen Stambouli, lead attorney. Antoniuk versus Negrelli and Gazzola versus Hochul, so his case, my case, we both filed emergency motions at the holidays, right, at the New Year's.
Well, hang on for me for just a second. We're coming up on the break talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She is in the middle of a web that she has sort of woven herself, but she has participation in it as well. And this is all about what happens in New York as far as the New Yorkers having gun rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. He's charged with leaking classified Pentagon documents online and will remain in custody. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira, a Massachusetts Air National Guard member, made his first court appearance today in Boston. He was arrested yesterday at his family's home in Dighton, Mass. Efforts continue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and other parts of Broward County still dealing with this week's historic flooding. Mayor Dean Trantelis says no deaths have been reported as a result of the storm, but rescue crews are still receiving calls.
Just last night, we handled an additional 250 calls for help on top of the 900 that we previously received.
A military medical center in San Diego is being evacuated after reports of an active shooter. A local Fox station reports one person has been detained at the Naval Medical Center. It appears the situation is winding down. There's no reports of injuries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paloma Capana. She was just asking me if I wanted to make a prediction about what I think is about to happen in New York. I think we were just talking about how a case had been returned or turned back to the Stambolia case.
Yes, we were both sent back. Yeah. We were both denied the motion. But in Stephen's case, in Antonio versus Negrelli, Justices Thomas and Alito sent essentially a little like a postcard tagged on to Justice Sotomayor's denial of the emergency motion. The distinction between the track of that case and my case is that I also filed a Rule 11 petition claiming an imperative public importance, justifying deviation and requiring an immediate determination. Basis the fact that I have FFL dealers, so it impacts not only my 8 clients, but it impacts 1,791 licensed dealers throughout the state of New York, plus any FFL licensed in the United States or U.S. territory doing business with a New York State licensed dealer. So that's where I had that extra procedural frisbee that I could toss into the ring. And it makes me the only case of the 8 lead cases coming out of New York. And now there's others even behind us still. So I'm the only one on the Rule 11 at the April 21 conference waiting to see if they'll take my case out of turn.
Well, I mean, what you're trying to do, and I don't think anybody quite gets the import of what you do. What you're doing is you're trying to save New York. Because
yes.
New York is hollowing out. People are moving out of New York because they can't exist.
Yes, they can't, I get it.
They can't exist in a normal life. So,
yes.
You know, people are moving out. And what you're doing is a small portion of trying to bring some degree of normalcy to them. Now, Hochul, for whatever reason, and there's a few others, you know, Eric Davis, he seems to be that way too, you know. Guns just bad for those people. They're just not interested in it, even though they are the focal point of a landmark decision. So when you ask me what I think is going to happen when it gets to the Supreme Court,
yes.
At some point, I think the Supreme Court is going to get out there and say, you know what, okay, I've been a patient parent long enough. now it's time for a little corporal punishment. And they're going to go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the devil's always in the details. So, like with the with the Heller decision, Scalia left a lot of doors open. With the Bruin decision, Thomas closed most of them.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to have to get out there and close the rest of them. And it's going to have to. And what they need to do is they need to describe a penalty for failure to comply, because that's the other part that, you know, I mean, I would presume a judge can do that, and if you're a Supreme Court justice, I would presume that you can do that kind of thing. So
let me touch on that, because that is important. When you bring a Section 1983 claim for civil rights discrimination, attached with it can be an award of attorney's fees. When I set up Gozola versus Hochul as differentiated from Antonio versus Negrelli and the other CCIA cases, I pled an additional cause of action. I pled a Section 1985 subparagraph 3 case asserting actual collusion between the governor and outside forces such as Everytown and Gifford,
right,
that would allow me to open the door on punitive damages. That's the big money. That's the hit them so hard that it has to reform their behavior damages. So I've done that to create not only the, yes, attorney fee bucket, but the bigger bucket, because it is warranted by New York's constant refusal to acknowledge that the Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights. And in the case of Governor Hochul, she refuses to acknowledge the 14th Amendment to the degree that the attorneys for the state of New York don't even cite it in their papers. Governor Hochul is a modern Dixie Democrat. She literally stands there and says, you ain't got nothing on us. I'm a state governor, and I will not be told what to do. Well, we know what happened in Brown versus Board of Education. That's what we need to happen in Gozola versus Hochul.
Just for everybody that doesn't know, what happened in Brown versus Board of Education? What was the occurrence that came with that you're comparing this to?
United States Supreme Court said integrate. Separate but equal is not enough. Overturn Plessy versus Ferguson. Governor of Alabama says, no way, Jose, not doing it. You crazy people up north in Washington, D.C., in that over-politicized courtroom. This is my state. This is how we are going to keep the people, the citizens of my state, safe. Same language being used by Hochul. So what is it that happened? A few years later, this is the chapter lots of people don't remember. They went back to the United States Supreme Court for Brown versus Board of Education 2. And at that point, the Supreme Court said, oh, yes, you will. And you know the sequence from there in terms of Little Rock 9, in terms of the National Guard having to come in. That's what had to happen. And so on some level, if what happens here is New York State Police start going in to New York State licensed dealers and start saying, give us your books, or we're going to arrest you on misdemeanor and felony charges, which is the penalty here.
Right.
And my clients stick true to the affidavits that they've signed and the complaint that I've filed, and they say, no, you cannot have these records. We will not participate. That would be illegal and unconstitutional. Well, there's your line in the sand. We are hoping it doesn't go that far, but Nadine Gozola, the lead plaintiff, has already had to plead the Fifth Amendment to renew her ATF license, because part of that renewal questionnaire asks, are you in compliance with all state and local regulations? My next client will be doing that in a couple of months. So there are some very serious implications to what is going on the ground in New York.
Right.
But only state with this law, we're the test state. We are ground zero for targeting of dealers in firearms.
But, and I'll say this, we need to have one of those moments where the, you know, the George, where Kathy Hochul is in George Wallace's place and the government comes in and says, you will acknowledge the Constitution. You will abide by the Constitution. We need to have one of those moments. And I've been dying to see this. I don't know if we will see it, but I've been dying to see it. Maybe, I guess we might. I don't know. Maybe we'll see it. I don't know. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break. Now, Paloma moved away from New York State because she could. She moved to beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, where she has what I'm sure is a very charming antique shop, which I have not had a chance to visit. I'm afraid to go there because of the mayor.
Oh, no, we've changed mayors in the meantime.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, the 8,000-pound Jersey barriers from 2021 have been removed.
Okay.
So, yes, we are now the free area of Beaufort, North Carolina. And the Second Amendment is still alive and well in this state, that with our legislature now going to super majority in favor of Republicans, we are advancing towards becoming a constitutional carry state, which is pretty exciting.
It is. I wish you guys would go that way, because then South Carolina is surrounded by it. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Paloma Cabana. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. She's got a pending case that I think will get taken up by the Supreme Court. I think it. You know, some of the Supreme. Have you ever met John Lott?
Yes.
So you know, John Lott is not really a gun guy per se, as he is a mathematician.
Yes.
And it's the technical aspect of his research that, you know, attracts him to the argument because of just the reams and reams and reams of empirical data. Are some of the Supreme Court justices, are they very much caught up in the process? And is your case as technical as it sounds to where they might want to get in there and say, yeah, this is something we need to look at because they're not following the process?
Yes. There isn't a process for anyone to follow, I think is what's throwing off the lower court judges. So when I filed my Rule 11 petition, I specifically walked the judges through, imagine how this would work if the word to keep means this. And if the standard to evaluate a constitutional violation of to keep is called unconstitutional regulatory overburden. So I laid it out for them as a work against. Some people like a blank page. That's me. I love a blank page. Constitutional regulatory overburden essentially is a phrase I came up with. Because if the judges agree with me that to keep should have independent civil rights value, they will need a standard of how to measure it. So I basically said, look, here's what I've come up with. Now tell me what you think. Tell me where you want to take this. So I think, yes, process is a critical component of what we do. But on this one, I also have to try to help them catch fire. I can't contain myself of how excited I am. For me, this is as if 1791 just folded into 2023. This is my dream case. This is the one I hoped for and thought would never happen in my lifetime, because how could the Second Amendment ever get sufficiently infringed that the word to keep could be activated? And yet here we are.
I wish I'd studied to be an attorney.
I do too. We would make great co-counsel.
Oh yeah, I would. I'd be sitting back there just waiting for you to take a breath, and then I would come in behind
yes.
you. I would come in behind you and just keep on pushing hard, and yeah, that kind of thing would be it would be fun, but at the same time, I can see where the whole thing about you know, the accomplishment of it. Because I'm going to, I'm not going to make any presumptions on that. I'm not even going to bring that up. What I'm saying is that you are, now, are you natively a New Yorker?
I am native of North Jersey. Super helpful.
Yeah.
Super helpful. You know, I'm standing at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, March 20 in New York City. There were five cases heard in tandem, including Stephen Strombouli goes before me. So he's case number four. I'm number five. He goes before me. He's got such an entourage that when he's done with the oral arguments, like the courtroom half empties, you know, and there's me up at the front. And of course, what happens is, you know, these three judges just sort of go straight at you. Oral arguments are like a family dinner, sometimes friendly, sometimes not, sometimes the food is flying and so forth. And I got to a place where I had to activate my North Jersey, literally. It just comes, right, when you're native of somewhere. And I'm arguing with Judge Lynch, who had already made a point of telling the other attorneys that he's born and raised in Manhattan and has lived on the island and is, you know, so glad that he's from there. And me, I'm thinking, these judges are seeing five attorneys, all of whom have addresses Washington, D.C., and points south, Virginia, North Carolina, and Mississippi. Yeah, well, are you not realizing I'm from North Jersey? I'm not putting up with this F-H-I beep. I'm fighting back. You need to be ready. And I don't think that Judge Lynch was. Like, I would love to have an off-the-record chat with him and be like, was there a point at which you realized I was from Jersey and not North Carolina? Because you could see the look go across his face of like, wait a minute, where's she from? So, no, native of North Jersey, then upstate New York, currently of the Adirondacks, and now also coastal North Carolina. So, love the outdoors. That is just huge for me.
Well, the thing is, I've talked to a bunch of gun people. I've talked to a bunch of manufacturers, a lot of guys that were in California to begin with. And I'd be like, well, why are you doing business in California? And they'd be like, well, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I understand that. But at some point, you know, you have to take stock of what's going on in there. And for somebody like you, I would think being able to be out and existing in a free state, that probably mm-hmm. ramps you up more to try to get the state you're from,
or
the area you're from, get them to come into what is, you know, compliance for the rest, you know, just the state of normal.
Right. Because you become a witness to the fact that you can live with the Second Amendment and live free and live safe and even walk around with open carry. North Carolina permits open carry. And we're not shooting each other up in the streets. This is not the Wild West. I feel safer here in North Carolina than I do in New York.
Right.
I would like, when I'm hiking in the Adirondacks, to be able to simply open carry a handgun in the event of bear.
Sure.
That simply makes sense to me. I can be in my yard gardening and could be confronted with a bear.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some, if you will, logic to adapting to different situations that is completely lost on the state of New York. You know, there were comparisons between Macy's and the Adirondacks. And I'm thinking, no, you really need to get off the island. You need to take a walk west of the Hudson River. You need to understand that New York is a very diverse state and that if gun control laws worked, New York City, which even with the new laws is more restrictive than the rest of the state of New York, New York City would be safer than the state. And it doesn't play out that way. Gun control laws are not the solution. They are not the panacea. It is not the false bill of goods that the politicians are trying to put over on the general public. And this is a governor, Hochul, who essentially says, if there are no gun sales, there will be no crime guns.
That's okay. I can't say that out loud. I can't say that out loud.
You can't.
Yeah.
But that's the current Kool-Aid. that people are drinking in New York. So, yes, it is good that when working on litigation this intensive, we can, if you will, come home to the free state of North Carolina, where it's interesting. I go out and I talk to different groups. Next week I'll be at CCTA, where the Tea Party of North Carolina was born. And they listen to my tales of what is going on in New York. And here in the South, it needs to be a warning. You need to understand this can arrive in your legislature. We need groups like Grassroots, North Carolina, watching bills as they get numbered. Because it can show up.
Sure. Well, I mean, you guys have, North Carolina has the very best individual state advocate for gun rights that there is in the United States by every stretch of the imagination. So,
and we became members about the minute that we found out about them. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we're blessed to have several groups right now nationally and in the state of New York with their backing of different attorneys, different court cases. We did not have that after the SAFE Act. So I think that the, how to even say it, the opposing team, the bad guys, if you will, in the sense of these extremist laws, are quite surprised by how many cases have come out of New York, and the tone has dramatically decreased of what is being said at the microphone. They've moved on to other issues where there's less opposition.
Right.
And
well,
that at least is progress.
Well, we have run out of time. That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for taking the time. Paloma's very busy. Getting her to sit down this long was a major coup. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Bill. And let me know how else you and I can work together to help the voice of freedom be heard.
Yes, ma'am. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.